because first with Iraq in 2003 and now Russiagate, it's gotten worse. Russiagate was even worse because we did have these apologies. We did have these corrections, as Ray was just saying, in the Free Press and the New York Times apology on the front page. And we're going to see nothing like that with Russiagate, unfortunately. We're going to see a continuation of using smearing critics with being tools of a foreign intelligence service when they themselves are the tools of U.S. intelligence services. It's another thing Bob Perry did, and he dug out from the archives of the Reagan Library, I believe, this entire story of how the CIA was working with from within the White House on a perception management campaign led by William Casey, who was CIA director, who did say in the room, and Ray could confirm this even better than I can, Barbara Honegger, I think her name was present, mm-hmm. and she had said it on the record, and to me, and to Ray, and to many people, that Casey said essentially that when the American people believe all the lies we're telling them, I'm not quoting it directly, we know we've done our job. And they have succeeded at that. And we've not seen that in better examples of that than in the 2003 Iraq invasion based on absolute falsified intelligence and Russiagate. Again, falsified intelligence. We